The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There's no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, it's time again to go behind the scenes of another movie classic.
No evidence of any real sexual pattern apart from the specific wounds we found on the wife. The knife used was a heavy blade, 6 inches long with a serrated upper edge.
I'm bending a hunting knife. The rope you could buy at any Safeway. There were no prints found except Forrester's, his wife's, and the maid's. The blood on Forrester's clothes was that of the wife's, but not the maid's.
What about his head wound?
No concussion. Some bleeding. Blunt object.
Come on, Al. You know what I'm asking you.
Possibly. Self-inflicted.
Got it. Everything was in her name. The corporate stuff, the personal stuff, everything. I mean, she owned the guy. He was an employee, and you know what? He gets it all. Jack Forrester is the direct beneficiary of all of Paige Forrester's corporate and personal assets.
Well, that's a scene from the nail-biting thriller Jagged Edge, starring Jeff Bridges and Glenn Close. To tell us all about it, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. This is a real, as they used to call them, knicker gripper. This is just, a squeaky bum film. You'd love it. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's from 1985, Jagged Edge, an old-fashioned thriller written by Joe Esterhaus, directed by Richard Marquand, and the film stars Glenn Close, Jeff Bridges, Peter Coyote, and Robert Loggia. And it's all about a lawyer who reluctantly takes on the case of a man accused of killing his wife. So that's, the lawyer is Glenn Close and the man is Jeff Bridges. But she remains uncertain if he's guilty or not. And the film became the first part of screenwriter Joe Esterhaus's San Francisco thriller trilogy. And the subsequent films were Basic Instinct, which was massive, Jade, not so huge. This film cost $15 million and it made $60 million. And the whole thing centres around this heiress, Paige Forrester, who you just heard there. She's been brutally murdered at her remote beach house. And her husband, Jack, devastated by the crime, finds out that he's accused of the murder. And he hires lawyer Teddy Barnes, played by Glenn Close, to defend him, despite the fact that she hasn't handled a criminal case for many years. And there's a certain chemistry between them, and she falls in love with him. And then she finds she's defending the man she loves. Now, according to Joe Esterhaus, Martin Rancehoff, one of the big movie moguls, came up with the idea because he wanted to make a kind of Anatomy of a Murder, that kind of courtroom drama. And it was originally written as a vehicle for Jane Fonda. But Jane Fonda wanted changes to the sex scenes and the violence, so much so that the studio decided no, that they weren't going to go along with that. And so Esterhaus replaced her with Glenn Close. Now, director Richard Marquand, who, English director made good in Hollywood, he was considering Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas for the lead roles. He met them both separately. The chemistry wasn't right with Kathleen Turner, and Michael Douglas said he wasn't interested in doing that kind of thriller, even though...
It's interesting, they had done Romance the Stone together, and yeah. Kathleen Turner in Body Heat was fantastic.
Sensational. And it was just whatever thing in the career was happening with Michael Douglas at the time. He didn't feel ready to do a thriller, but then 7 years later, he takes part in the second one from the trilogy, Basic Instinct. But the director just had no proper chemistry with Kathleen Turner, so that was off the cards. Then Kevin Costner turned it down because he already had a full book of projects coming down the tracks. And Joe Esterhaus said that Martin Ransohoff, the producer, this really powerful producer, was against casting Glenn Close. And get this, he said because she was too ugly for the part. Now, Glenn Close eventually heard about that. And she wanted him barred from the set. She didn't want him there. But he insisted that he was going to be there. And he insisted that he was going to be there for the sex scenes, which made him all the more creepy. And he was just so difficult about everything that the director backed Glenn Close and barred him from the set as well. He went off in a sulk to the main studio and wanted Marquand and Glenn Close fired off the film because they weren't complying with his wishes. But the studio backed them up and said, no, their work is really good. Mm-hmm. So Ransohoff was extremely wealthy. Like, he had founded Filmways TV studios. And anybody in Ireland that has an affection for Green Acres, the old TV series with Ava Gabor, she used to say at the end of it, this has been a Filmways presentation, darling. Well, that was Filmways, was his studio, Richard Marquand. So he was a multi-millionaire, but he was known for fighting with the people who worked on his films. And he had at one stage gotten into a fight with Sam Peckinpah on an earlier film, and Sam Peckinpah took him on, said let's deal with this in a fist fight, and they did, and Peckinpah beat the crap out of him and then humiliated him in front of the crew by stripping him naked. So Ransohoff went off with his tail between his legs, but not a nice man by any regards. Now Lawrence Kasdan, who wrote Richard Marquand's previous film, which was The Return of the Jedi in the Star Wars trilogy, was also writing simultaneously The Big Chill, which was the huge starring vehicle for Glenn Close. So there was a connection between Richard Marquand knowing that he wanted to work with Glenn Close, Glenn Close knowing that she wanted to work with Richard Marquand. So that was all coming together. And she also wanted to play the part because she liked the character. She was an intelligent legal mind and a working mother. And then Jeff Bridges was dying to break away from all the low-life characters he'd been playing, all the down-on-their-luck characters. And this was a chance to wear expensive suits, to look like an executive, which was a big stretch for Jeff Bridges. But he really wanted to do it. And they went on set.
I want to hear the two of them in action. This is Jeff Bridges playing the accused man and his lawyer, played by Glenn Close, as they go to the scene of the wife's murder.
Consuela. Consuela's door was open.
What could you see?
Blood. I ran to our room.
Was the door closed?
No.
Open it. What did you see?
That word on the wall. And the rope, her hands and her feet were tied. Blood all around her breasts, all over the bed.
Now, we won't do any spoilers in explaining what happened, but it is a terrific thriller and well worth a second look if you've seen it before, a first look if you haven't seen it. Finally, Bill, how did it do?
It did very well. Robert Loggia, who plays a private detective in the film, kind of a Columbo-type character, but much grittier. He got nominated for the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for the part, but was beaten by the man from Cocoon, the elderly actor who was in that. But overall, it cost $15 million. It took $60 million, which told the studio there was an appetite for these good old-fashioned thrillers. So that was it. But Variety loved it. They said it was a well-crafted, hard-boiled mystery. And then Roger Ebert said that it was supremely effective. Pauline Kael in the New York Times said, it catches you in a vice. It's scary. And when it's over, you feel a little bit shaken. And I can tell you, after rewatching it, that's how I felt, because there are so many subplots going on, and we won't have any spoilers, as you say. Oh, that was spoiled. Okay. People will love it. It's just to see Jeff Bridges and Glenn Close at the top of their game and loving working together. And they really did. They spoke very affectionately about their time together and how they learned from each other's process, which was gas, because so many people had complained about Jeff Bridges' process up to that stage, particularly Clint Eastwood. He had done a film with Clint Eastwood where Clint Eastwood was supposed to be the star, and Jeff Bridges stole the picture right out from under him. But Clint Eastwood said that he hogged the film, but in fact everybody just so it's that kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, looking forward to seeing it again. Jagged Edge, it's called. And Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much for joining us.